This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Well, sometimes when you're asking law enforcement questions, you need to go to a law enforcement type. And my next guest is, I refer to him as the Sheriff. So from the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, we're joined now by Sheriff Richard Mack. Good evening, sir.
Well, good evening to you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, real quick, with the sheriff, right, when we have a man who's been elected to the office of sheriff, what exactly in the context of power within his jurisdiction does that convey to him?
Well, if you believe in the Constitution, the first three words that say we the people, all power is derived from the people, the voters, the citizens. It is a government run, owned, and controlled by we the people. We bestow all power on government officials. And we are the most powerful part of our government. I know the brainwashing has been that it's Washington, D.C., or the president is king, or the Congress is king, or corruption in D.C. is king. But the way it's supposed to be set up is government cannot do anything that we cannot do. And thus, and maybe that was too long of an explanation, but thus, the sheriff is the only law enforcement officer in the country who reports directly to the power source. He is the only one elected. He's the only one appointed by we the people. And he answers only to them. That makes it extremely unique. Because the chief of police, and I'm not demeaning the chief, certainly they have an important job, but he's a bureaucrat. He's appointed by a committee or by a manager, a city manager, or the city council. The sheriff doesn't receive any of that. He doesn't have a middleman between him and the people. He answers directly to the people, and in that position of answering directly to them, he has promised in God's name that he will uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the United States Constitution and their individual rights. And that creates a huge responsibility and an extremely powerful position.
So, and one thing about the bureaucrats, the police chiefs and everything, most of the time they're almost going to mirror whoever appoints them, right? That's how they get the job to begin with. That's what makes them attractive
whoever's appointing them. It's a political position, and I doubt very seriously if Oakland is going to appoint somebody like me to be their chief of police. You know, they want somebody who believes in gun control. They want somebody who will do what they're told. And whatever it is that the political pendulum is swinging to, that's the type of sheriff or that's the type of chief that they're going to appoint. The sheriff, on the other hand, runs, tells the people what he's going to do in order to serve them, and they vote for him, and then they hold his feet to the fire. And then in 4 years, if they don't like it, he's basically up for a review on his performance as sheriff, and they get rid of him. And that's happened lots of times.
So with a sheriff, when a sheriff gets out there, and we've seen this time in and time out, where Colorado, when they were considering the packages of stuff they were going to, that was being brought to them prior to the recall elections that took three senators out, a lot of the sheriffs were indicating that we are not going to enforce that. Now,
that's exactly what the sheriff's supposed to be doing. You know, and a lot of liberal agencies have called me recently about this because of all the many sheriffs across the country now who are standing against and have said in no uncertain terms they will not enforce some of these ridiculous gun control laws. And the 11 sheriffs in Colorado, and I think there's been one or two add on to there, but these sheriffs have said, we'll go to jail before we will enforce laws that are completely contrary to the Constitution and the rights that are guaranteed to our citizens. That's an amazing, powerful step by a sheriff. It's his duty to do that. And the liberals will say, why do you think that you and your sheriffs can pick and choose which laws to enforce? Well, first of all, that's precisely what he promised to do when he took his oath, because he said he would follow and enforce the Constitution.
Right.
And so if your stupid laws don't coincide with the Constitution, then he has a duty, oath-bound duty by law. He would be committing perjury if he did not do that and keep his oath to the Constitution. No state law, no state statute supersedes the oath of office or the Constitution. And I admit this is kind of a new thing, but the CSPOA, as you said in my introduction, I formed that in about 2010, and it's been going great guns, and it's basically a brainchild or an offspring of my lawsuit against the Clinton administration when I sued them to stop the gun control associated with the Brady bill.
Right, right.
And Sheriff Prince and I won a case at the U.S. Supreme Court on the same thing. Quite frankly, we should not have sued. We should have just simply told them no. And at the time, I didn't really understand that, and I didn't have any support. I was all by myself. I was the only one in the country doing this lawsuit out of 3,100 sheriffs. I was the only one doing the lawsuit, and I was thrilled when I learned that Sheriff Prince from Montana joined me in the lawsuit. And so this whole thing boils down to, one, we have a Supreme Court decision to support what we did, and two, we have the Constitution and the supreme law of the land to support what we're doing.
Right. Well, we're going to get into something that I think is going to be this could lead to a bad moment here in the country. And I want to get the sheriff's take on this because, like I said, to me, he is the sheriff. As we head into break, let me tell everybody a little bit about Sheriff Mack. He's the former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. He is a political activist. Like he talked about his Brady handgun, his Brady Act lawsuit. He's been a lobbyist for Gun Owners of America. He is the founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And just like me, he survived a heart attack in January of 2015. How many people have that in common with you there, Sheriff Mack? Probably not anybody you know. So before we go to break, tell everybody how they can find what you do, please.
Well, great. It is a wonderful movement. I want everybody to know they can join us. You can become a member. Anybody can become a member. It's not just for law enforcement or sheriff. And that is CSPOA.org. CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association. Just follow those initials for the acronym. CSPOA.org. membership stuff there. There's all sorts of products and books and t-shirts and hats and caps. And a life membership will give you a bunch of that stuff, and we sure encourage that. And we really need the support. And I'll tell you what, this is the time.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Sheriff Richard Mack from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He's a lobbyist. He's an activist. He's a whole lot of ists. And he's a constitutional sheriff. And we're going to talk about his list of constitutional sheriffs a little later on in the show. Sheriff, correct me if I'm wrong. Don't most municipalities and counties and everything, don't they have a law on the books to where if I'm outside dancing in the mud and I'm twirling guns on my fingers and everything, you guys can take me and throw me into a rubber room for 72 hours?
Well, yeah, probably. I don't know if it's a law necessarily, but there are you seem to be talking about somebody, a mental subject that might be having problems that way. And yeah, there's a law. I don't know if it's 72 hours or 48. That they can be held by for psych evaluation. Yeah, that's true. But I think it's more a state law than it is a city or county.
Well, I mean, some of them call them M1 statutes. In California, they had something called Code 5150, which I think is more recognized as a Van Halen album title. But it was actually a penal code, which is, you know, if you're a danger to yourself or to others, we could come and pick you up and put you away. Now, you actually had to exhibit the proper symptoms for that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, would you think that in Florida, for example, with Nicholas Kristof, whatever that kid's name, the Parkland shooter, would you think that he had exhibited enough stuff to where they could have done something like that just based upon the law of averages and the 39 visits from the local law enforcement and the FBI?
Yeah,
that's
the understatement or the under question of the year, of course. It's way, way above and beyond any threshold that would be necessary to take him in for evaluation. Not only that, they could have arrested him numerous times, but they should have had some action in court already going against this kid for a psych eval or even criminal charges. There was a lot this kid had done, and he'd been brought to the attention of the FBI and local authorities, as you said, over 30 times.
So, once again, he was exhibiting the tendencies and all the other stuff that were law enforcement, I guess, would look at as a red flag. Same with the kid out of Isla Vista, California, Elliot Rogers. He was visited by law enforcement, and he managed to get away from that. What do you think? I have no problem with if I break the law, I expect there's going to be a price to be paid from that. And I don't ever want to pay that price, and that's why I don't break the law. Plus, I try just to be a good person. But the idea that I might get out there and be watching a Patriots game and scream at Tom Brady because I'm tired of them winning everything, and then somebody saying, well, Bill is showing a few violent tendencies.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, screaming at the TV probably wouldn't qualify for that. And
But what does? What does? I mean,
well,
these ERPOs.
To your TV, maybe. If you shot the TV, but I could give you a lot of different examples, but you know it when you see it. And first of all, the easy one would be the coward thug that shot up the Parkland High School.
Right.
And he had all sorts of, and that was a failure of the system. It certainly wasn't the failure of gun control. It wasn't the gun's fault. It was a complete breakdown of the system. Officers not doing their job and some coward deputy hiding under a stairwell outside instead of going in and engaging the suspect. And so all of this was just a complete disaster that led up to this. It was almost like the Titanic sinking. Every single stupid thing that needed to happen for the Titanic to go down happened that day at Parkland. And
right.
So for any of the kids, that really astonishes me, who has brainwashed these children and these high school students that were also victims of this shooting, that has convinced them that gun control is somehow going to make them safer. And that's what really astonishes me. because we're working. I'm working right now on a national pact that wants to train teachers, and I'm a high school teacher myself right now, as you know, and train teachers to be able to respond immediately with a firearm in case any of these incidents happen there. And I will tell you, the left will be aghast at that, but there's no question. It is irrefutable that an immediate response is the safest and most effective way to save the lives of these innocent children who are in these schools should a shooting incident occur within that particular school. And the left says, well, no, really the safest thing is get rid of guns. Now, let's use common sense about that. How long, even if you could pass laws to get rid of guns, how long would it take you to get rid of them? And even if that was an effective way to get rid of guns or an effective way to create safety, it would still take 3 to 5 years to get rid of guns. And even then, you wouldn't do it. But I'm just trying to be on their side and say, what are you looking at? Wouldn't you want to pursue a more immediate solution so that this won't happen tomorrow? But your thing of getting legislators to act and then finding some enforcement mechanism, either to get enough cops or National Guard or whatever, or just threaten people and have them come and turn their guns in. Well, we all know that certain criminal element in our society is not going to give those guns up. You also know that certain people like you and me are probably not going to give our guns up. And so it's going to be a very difficult process, and it's not going to happen. And then you have the thing that of the guns you didn't make against the law, those are going to be used next time. And, you know, if you go in there with very easily somebody could be packing three or four on his person semi-automatic pistols that easily hold 12, 15 rounds.
I tell you what, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. CSPOA.org, that's where Sheriff Mack's stuff is. Are you going to the NRA meetup?
I don't think so. I've got too much going on.
Gotcha. Well, I was just going to say, we ought to hook up, and that way I know if I get in trouble, I can get some good advice, because I'm always looking to get in trouble. CSPOA.org, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation on a visit to Europe. While in Ireland, the California Democrat commented on the fire at Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral.
What a tragedy, and just such an historic place. Of course, a place of religion, a place of culture, a place of history. I remember going there with my family when I was a girl and taking my own children there, my grandchildren going, and just a sort of a central place of faith.
On the topic of the 2020 election, Pelosi said everything is at stake. President Trump talked about his tax cuts while in Minnesota yesterday.
Thanks to our tremendous tax cuts, the biggest, Minnesota families are saving more than $5 billion on their 2018 tax bills. $5 billion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am having a conversation with Sheriff Richard Mack from the CSPOA. What is going to, for law enforcement, how perilous is trying to serve a emergency protection order, a red flag order, a gun violence restraining order? How is that perilous for them?
Well, it can be. Usually it's not, but it can be. And it depends on the situation. Is it a stalker? Is it somebody that's really been violent? And has maybe threatened to use a gun. That's not going to be a protection order. That's going to be criminal complaint. And it's really sad that a lot of females find themselves trying to go to government for help, and then they live in a state where they need to get a gun and try to get a gun. And I've documented that in some of my books, where females have gone to police agencies in California or other states where they have extremist waiting periods for some reason, and the lady gets killed or attacked by the thug, and she's even telling him, he's going to come get me. If you can give me 24-hour-a-day protection, then come on. And then while she's waiting for a gun, of course, she's vulnerable and gets attacked and is completely defenseless. And so those are very well documented in my book, From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns. And it's really sad that government assumes that role without protecting people who really need it. And so gun controls haven't worked at all. The waiting periods don't work. Mandatory background checks have not made us safer. Those have been going on for 25, 30 years. And every time they pass a gun control law, they always say, well, this will make us safer. And then it doesn't work, and they say, well, we need more. We need more gun control. And that's been the theme for the gun grabbers for the last 40, 50 years. Since the 1968 Gun Control Act was enacted pursuant to the Kennedy assassinations, both Kennedy assassinations and Martin Luther King assassination. And they always come with the brainwashing and the pretense that it's going to make our country or community safer. And that has never materialized. It has never happened. And they don't go, they never say, well, we made a mistake. They simply say, well, we need more gun control. They need to be stricter laws. Well, you still told everybody that that was going to make us safer. It didn't. So what are you really after? And the bottom line is there's only two things that can happen. They can make all the gun control laws and completely disallow all weapons in this country, or they can hope that we stay armed and shoot back. That's it. There's no other in-between thing. Because kind of having gun control is like kind of being pregnant. And another thing that I want to emphasize here is even conservative gun owners have, and constitutional gun owners, have fallen to the brainwashing of background checks. The danger of background checks is twofold. One, they don't work. Two, is that you're allowing and authorizing government to do things they're not allowed to do by the Constitution. And this is the perspective on that. Do you really think that the federal government especially has the authority to create a mandatory background check? And if you don't submit and subject yourself to that you cannot own a gun? That you cannot exercise your Second Amendment rights? They just destroyed the Second Amendment right there. If you don't subject yourself to that. And they do not have that authority. And so let's not get into this dangerous slippery slope of allowing government authority they do not constitutionally have. And quite frankly, the only role that government has regarding your right to keep and bear arms is to make sure it is protected and guaranteed. That's it. The only role government has in protecting the Second Amendment or dealing with the Second Amendment in any form is that their only role is to guarantee that it is protected, that it is secured, that it is guaranteed, and that it's not, excuse the word, infringed. That's their only role.
Right.
And they've now stolen a lot of power and authority they do not have, and they established a bureaucracy, the ATF, to oversee all gun ownership in this country, which is absolutely absurd.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, but when we get back, I want to get back to the gun violence restraining order, the red flag thing, simply because I did not realize law enforcement was that advanced. You know, I've seen that movie Minority Report, so I still want to go into the police department where when the ball starts rolling down the hamster thing, and then the lasers cut the name into the thing, and then Tom Cruise gets it and gets in the flying snail, and they come and arrest somebody for something they hadn't done yet. I did not realize law enforcement had gotten that advanced. I mean, does that bother you as a law enforcement, as a sheriff? Does that bother you as a sheriff that you're supposed to be out there, and you might be going to places like with Gary Willis in Maryland, that guy that they tried to serve a red flag order on? As far as I know, he'd never done anything. He's dead now because he resisted the red flag order.
Right, right.
What, What do you think of that? We got about 2 minutes here.
I thought you were breaking. Those have happened. And what I really appreciate is there's even some sheriffs in Maryland who are now refusing to enforce these laws. So God bless the sheriffs that are standing for freedom and standing for some common sense and not going after law-abiding citizens who are obviously keeping their arms, and that we're there to protect that right. The Founding Fathers knew what they were talking about when they promulgated the Second Amendment.
Right.
And it's a very powerful amendment.
I'll ask you this when we get back. But I'm going to ask you the question now and let you think about it, and let's get the answer when we get back. When one of these orders comes down, when one of these red flag orders comes down, should it be left to law enforcement if they're looking at it as to how they're actually going to enforce that? If you've got somebody out there and say my great Aunt Tilly thinks I'm just a little too hot-headed for whatever reason, and they put out a red flag order. Because in a lot of cases, that's the way that works. It can be that's how Mr. Willis got killed. One of his family members put a red flag order out on him. They said it was a family thing. Should it be left to you as the sheriff or the sheriff's department to look at this and say, okay, what do we have here? What kind of guy is this guy? Is he a desperado? Wait a minute. He hadn't never done anything wrong. Should you be able to look at that, and should you have any sort of wiggle room in that, and what do you think about that? I'd like to get an answer from you on that when we get back. Sheriff Matt is the founder of the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs of Peace Officers Association. You can find them at cspoa.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Sheriff Richard Mack from the CSPOA. So my question before the break was, should a sheriff who has one of these things come across his desk, should he have any leeway as to how he's going to implement this? What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, absolutely he does, and it's totally up to him. Whether he enforces it hard or soft, and how extreme measures he takes. First of all, you have to question the complaint, and you have to follow up and make sure that's legitimate. For heaven's sakes, we get those all the time where people overreact to call in on a neighbor or, you know, a wife who is divorcing her husband, and then all of a sudden she makes all these accusations about how dangerous he is. And she never made any of those complaints until they're getting divorced. And so that's a telltale sign. So just some common sense approach to all of this. And to make sure that everybody's rights are being protected, because that really is the ultimate responsibility of the sheriff, is to protect individual rights and make sure that the accused or the person being complained about, that his rights are being protected. And if you find out, I mean, you have as much a responsibility to find out if somebody is guilty of a problem as you do to make sure that they're found innocent of a problem. And so really, when we understand the proper role of the sheriff or every peace officer in this country, that protecting individual rights is our ultimate goal here. The Declaration of Independence says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Well, if that being the case, then our job, our ultimate job isn't to arrest people. Our ultimate job is to keep the peace and, as the Declaration of Independence says, protect rights. And, of course, the three main rights there are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we can't violate that for a red flag law or any other law. And so if we find that something's unfounded, then we go back to the complainant and say, you know what, this was a little bit bogus and a little bit over the top, and You know, we're here to help you on anything, but it's got to be legit. Don't have us help you with your divorce, okay?
Whenever somebody comes to you wanting to do something like that, is it natural that you guys would first have an investigation prior to taking any sort of action against the accused?
Oh, of course, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was trying to express to you, is that you better verify the information that you receive before you start going around taking people's guns or any action at all. You better be doing an investigation, absolutely.
Now, in the case of, like, in the case of any of these people where a red flag order, in the event that you live in a state where they've implemented one of these, what should a citizen do if they are visited by law enforcement and it is to bring them a red flag order and to serve that upon them?
Well, cooperate as much as you can. I never recommend, one of my students at school said, should I have run from that cop? And I said, no, never run from a cop. No
right.
way. And so, yeah, don't ignore this, but fully cooperate with the police and the sheriff's office and give them your side, for heaven's sake, and say, you know what, I understand that you have a job to do here, but my rights are being violated, and this is a bogus complaint, and I'm willing to work with you in any way to get that proved and to get this resolved to hopefully make sure that as a citizen and thus a voter of this community, that you're not going to do anything to infringe on my rights. And so I think, you know, I think that the fairness doctrine comes into play here. And we're certainly going to stay close to that and adhere to the constitutional oath of office that I've taken. We already have sheriffs that are refusing to support this red flag crap, and that's exactly what they should be doing. And I'm not saying completely ignore it. You do not ignore complaints, no matter how trivial. A sheriff cannot afford to ever ignore a complaint. No way.
Yeah, but I mean, a sheriff, now the sheriffs and law enforcement at large, don't they pretty much have their finger on the pulse of the community? Can't they sort of suss out just based upon certain things that, from experience, that, okay, this might be real, this might not be real, that kind of thing?
No, you can't ever take that approach. You approach them all, as legitimate,
right.
until you find out otherwise. Even somebody you might already know very well, you still can't, you know, good people do bad things sometimes. And so you still can't take that approach. You take every one of them and investigate them properly, look at both sides of the issue, and then take it from there. And every case is going to be different. Every case is going to be worked different. And so, you can do it, and absolutely approach it professionally, honestly, and constitutionally.
So, can if somebody comes to my house and serves one on me, and this is the first time I've ever seen law enforcement, when I've got my legal defense coming, can I subpoena the police and have them come up there and say, well, you know, yes, we went there to take all of Mr. Frady's guns. That's the first time we've ever seen him. We didn't even know he existed. I mean, is that something that will be available to the citizen? Do you know? Have you seen any instances
of that?
Yes,
absolutely, it will be. Yep. Anytime a deputy or police officer or detective or sheriff gets involved in any of this, they are totally subpoenable for court for the defense of the accused or any other person involved in that in any way. Whether it's a civil matter or a criminal matter, absolutely. We are there, and it's part of the job. Comes with the territory.
But when it has actually been enacted in your state or wherever you live or something like that, the time for resistance has passed, and you probably, just to save yourself a lot of legal trouble, need to fight that in court at that point, right?
And again, if you resisted this and the sheriff's on your side, that sure helps. And the sheriffs in these other states, I mean, right now we had New York, the state of New York Even some sheriffs in California, definitely some in Oregon and Washington, quite a few in Utah, Colorado, New Mexico. These types of laws haven't come up in Arizona too much. We have, in fact, I think Arizona is the number one state for gun ownership in the entire country. Our laws are the best of any.
Yeah.
And so these laws really don't happen too much here at all. We've already proved that gun ownership by law-abiding citizens helps. We just had a non-citizen about 4 or 5 days ago stop an 11-year-old girl from being kidnapped. The suspect was drawn down upon by a citizen, and the cops came and took the suspect off to jail. That's exactly how the Second Amendment's supposed to work. And if that citizen hadn't been there, that little girl probably would never be seen again alive.
Yeah.
So the sheriffs that are standing all across the country, as I said, New York has had this happen. Very good sheriffs there. We've trained these sheriffs there. Some sheriffs have just heard about our training, have been trained and talked to by their citizens, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do. And that's why we like citizens joining our association. The CSPOA is a citizen and sheriff-based organization. And we love citizens getting involved, and we love citizens coming to our training, and we absolutely love and implore the citizens to get involved with your sheriff.
Yes, sir. We're running out of time, Sheriff. Thank you very much for joining me. We will do this again soon. Thank Kevin for hooking me up.
Sure will, and yes, please, let's keep in touch.
Yes, sir. Coming up next from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. John Adine. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.